name of this principle is, when it comes to money, make it, grow it, play with it, and give it away. Think about this. If money were a person and you were married to it, how would things be going? Would you be saying, boy, I need more? Would you be saying, you're not enough? Would you be walking around always afraid that you're going to lose it? See, the two big powers on money are both fear and greed. If you're about greed, you'll never have enough. If you're about fear, you're going to find some way to keep repelling it and pushing away and pushing away and pushing it away. So when it comes to money, think about how to make it, how to grow it, how to play with it, and how to give it away, and do it all now. Have a balance in life. That's what this segment's all about.
Money is big. Money is big in people's lives. It's more than just the greenback. It's deeper than what it looks like on the surface.
The cost of greed is just unhappiness. You could just never be content because it'll just never be enough. And if you try to work off of fear, then it's going to paralyze you and you'll never be able to go into the things that could potentially give you the rewards that you would want.
You know, if you make decisions just based on what's in it for you, I think that's pretty transparent to clients. And so if the decisions you make in life are just, what's in this for me? How much can I make out of it? You're not going to be looking for the opportunities to say, well, how can I help somebody else, even if it doesn't make me money? If you get stuck in that particular rut, your business isn't going to expand either.
When it comes to money, make it, grow it, play with it, and give it away. A friend of mine shared this story with me about an 80-year-old man that decided to make a significant gift to a nonprofit organization. This elderly man had not made any substantial gifts before to any other organization that he was aware of, and he had known this man for several years. So the older man said, "Today is the happiest day of my life. I have waited all my life to write on a pledge card a 1 with all the zeros behind it for a $10 million gift." After this wise old man signed the agreement, he went on to wax very philosophically and very wisely, and my friend listened attentively and learned much. The elderly man said, "You know, there's a time in your life when you want to make a lot of money. And then there's a time in your life you want to invest your money and grow it. Then there's a time you want to throw your money up in the air and catch it. Buy things with it, play with it, feel it, and touch it. Then there comes a time when you must let go of your money. You must give it away and invest it as a steward in organizations and people that are worthwhile. At this moment, the entire meaning of this elderly man's life was so clear. Here was a man, 80 years old, who believed he's not going to live many more years, who's made it one buck at a time, but now life has so much to offer that's beyond money. So as I think about that story, I think there are so many lessons to be extracted. As you go through life, what kind of significant contributions do you want to make? Do you want to wait until the end of your life to make those contributions? Significance equals legacy, impact, and purpose. Significance is living the depth, width, highs, and lows of life. Significance is not about making a contribution financially. It is about the ability to translate the experiences you have in life for generations to come so the lessons you have learned and the values that mean the most to you live long after your physical presence is gone. You see, significance to me wasn't about a $10 million gift. It could have been a $100 gift. It could have been a dollar. The money is completely irrelevant. What is most important is that this man had this epiphany at 80 years old that there was more to life than money. He found his purpose through his gratitude. What if in your life you were able to think differently than the elderly gentleman about money? Even though your primary focus may be on one of the steps, like growing it, why can't you make more, spend more, and give some of it away at the same time as growing it?
Money carries a lot more symbolism and power than just purchasing power. You know, it's got much deeper ramifications in people's lives than just providing for the daily bread on the table and the sustenance. I think there's something bigger than that going on when you're dealing with money.
I was the kind of guy that wouldn't necessarily drop the money off at the Salvation Army bucket, but felt pretty good about dropping those extra couple of bucks in there. Or maybe leaving a little bit bigger tip to the waitress that certainly looked like they were struggling but treated you very well. It just changes your outlook on life, and I think that's one of those karma things that comes back to you later. Charitable giving makes you feel better about yourself.
The rewards of wealth is having financial freedom, the ability to live your life the way that you want. If vacationing is important, you get to do that as often as you like in the types of places that you want. You have a lot more freedom in life by being wealthy, and you can have a much bigger impact on people around you by being able to do more good with the wealth that you have.
Life is about life. And money appropriately in balance can help you to live those more important things that life is about. And there's a book that came out years ago, Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow, or something like that. And I think it's about living life first, and the financial wherewithal will, through good effort and proper means, be about what it needs to be for people. Doesn't mean they won't struggle, doesn't mean there won't be difficult times. But in the meantime, if they're about life appropriately for them in a diversified way like we were talking about, I believe money will have more of a place that it's proper for them, whatever that is.
My main goal first is to make sure that I'm comfortable as far as making sure that I know that I have a good cushion behind me, that I'm saving enough for my long-term goals and be able to retire one day. But I also like to be able to do good with it as well. I love to be able to help other people who have not been as fortunate as I've been. And I see a little bit goes a long way in that direction. As far as just collecting money, just to be able to see it in your bank statement, to me, it's meaningless. I think money has to represent something, a lot bigger, and what your visions are and what your goals are and what you want to be able to do with it.
Contrary to popular opinion among people who don't have a lot of money, money is not the root of all evil. Money is a way of communicating value. The more value you bring, the more dollars you will yield. The choices you make on how to allocate your money reflects what is most important to you. Over my life, I have experienced the joy of making a substantial gift to my alma mater to establish a football field on campus. My college football team, the one I played on for 4 years, had been playing all their home games on a high school field for 21 years since the resurrection of football in 1983. Every game was an away game. Years after I graduated, an opportunity came up to establish a grass turf field on campus. In order to jumpstart the process and to make the deal work financially for the school, a large donation was needed. My wife and I stepped up with a six-figure gift to make the field a reality. Although our pledge wasn't large enough to complete the entire stadium, it became the springboard for other donors to get involved. The stadium was finished 3 years after our initial gift through a partnership with a local high school. Securing the field started with our gift. The gift showed the value of gratitude and demonstrated the impact we wanted to make on young men's lives, just like Coach Mackey did with me, by giving them an opportunity to experience something new, a place that they could call home. All the while, we were able to save for retirement, took several vacations, and opened up another business. I can tell you, though, it wasn't always this way. In the first 6 to 7 years of being a financial advisor and a business owner, I made a lot of mistakes as it pertains to money. I was busy learning how to be a financial advisor while learning how to be a business owner at the same time. I wasn't always walking the talk I was giving to clients. A big check would come in, I would think, wow, look what can happen. And I would think, this is going to occur every pay period. When the paychecks were much, much smaller, I was frustrated because I had typically spent the excess of the bigger checks, not saving enough to carry me through the leaner times. Sure, I was taking bits and pieces of the advice I was giving, like purchasing disability insurance and saving for retirement. But there were times I got behind on bills and taxes, where I had to liquidate money earmarked for specific goals. It took me a while to learn how to deal with the highs and lows of cash flow. Finally, I realized I needed to pay myself a set salary to even everything out so I could remove the stings of the lows and the excitement of the highs when it came to my cash flow. So I determined how much money I needed to maintain my lifestyle and fund my goals, and I started paying myself that amount. By planning paycheck to paycheck, it just zapped the energy right out of me. I just felt like I was scraping by. When I started planning year to year, and now 3 to 5 years at a time, my energy around cash flow was restored, and the possibilities toward the future became endless. I noticed my cash reserves and other savings goals getting fed more consistently. Now, every couple of months or quarter, when there's extra money in the business to take out, we take it. I have a plan for this extra money as well. I shifted from being reactive about planning, estimating and projecting my money to being strategic and proactive. I wouldn't have been able to make a large donation for the football field if I hadn't made this mindset shift around my cash flow. So here's the takeaway for you. Make sure you are taking the medicine you are prescribing to your clients. Take yourself off the emotional roller coaster when it comes to your cash flow. Don't plan paycheck to paycheck. Project your financial needs much further than every 2 weeks. Go out for a year or 3 years or maybe even 5 years. When you take your own advice, you will have greater confidence around conversations with your clients when you ask them to implement a solution you yourself have implemented. The further you move up market to work with more affluent, discerning clients, the greater the need is to practice and build the habits of creating wealth and financial freedom. For example, the amount you save becomes irrelevant compared to the fact you are saving to take care of your future. Affluent, discerning clients are attracted to advisors who have the same habits as them. Escape the narrowing scope of money by broadening your thought process. In the world of finance, we use things like the time value of money because it's discussed frequently. The time value of money states a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow. Real simple. Seizing opportunities is not just about the time value of money, though. It's about the time value of life as well. The time value of life increases when you seize the moment. The time value of life decreases when you extend the deadline on what is most important to you into the future. The longer you wait, the greater the unpredictability of you accomplishing your goals. As you move forward financially, identify additional ways you can make money, grow it, spend it, and give it away all at the same time to capitalize on your time value of life, to start creating the significance, that legacy you want in your life as soon as possible. Finally, my friend, make sure your money is in direct alignment with your heart, soul, and mind.
Okay, that's the end of this principle. Remember, it's all about living in the essence of turbo growth. Here at Dynamic Directions, we want to see you double your business with half the clients in 36 months or less, and we know you can do it.